the opening Dapim of Gittin gave us entree into so many key sugyas in the world of Maseches Gittin throughout, and beyond that, in the world of Nashim Zikin overall. Now let's touch on just a few. There were so many. We spoke a lot about shtaris and about das mischayev, about shtarkin shtaraya. We spoke about ksivus haget lishma, the many nafkaminas in that. We spoke about kiras davar haTorah earlier. We spoke about the difference between a mitzvah and a matir, that the tosas and nida, and we still reflect the tosas and gittin. On the level of Daraisa, you only have lechatchila b'diavad by a mitzvah, not by a matir. If it's a matir, like a get, now Torah either works or doesn't work. It's only kasher apostles know lechatchila b'diavad. I want to talk about now. And we also spoke a lot about Rove. We spoke a lot about Rove, different levels of Rove, difference between Rove and Chazaka, Mevar versus Hanhaga. I'd like to talk about now is about Das. And if we have time, we will also talk about Shibud. Both are sugyas that are central here in Maseches Gittin and come up throughout Shas, certainly throughout Nashim Zikin. So we came to the idea of Das. Through the concept of Eidus L'Kiyum Adam. The Gemara in Kiddushin of Samachay tells us a Chiddush, this comes up here as well, that if you don't have Eidim watching, it didn't happen. Makash Ben Olav Eina, even Makash Ben Echa is a discussion, and the Gemara comes to the conclusion that if there was an act of Kiddushin, there was an Asinas Kesef, there's even an Amira. Man gives a woman a ring or a coin or whatever it is, something that's kesef or shava kesef, and he says to her, "Ram mikudashli b'tabazu, kedas Moshe Yisrael," and she accepts it with a smile. And he puts it as the minik, puts a ring on her right index finger. But there were no edim watch. You didn't have two edim chain watch. So the din is there is no kiddushin. Not just that we're not convinced there was a kiddushin. Not just that we cannot prove there was a kiddushin. They are not married, bivadai, even afiluhu vehi modim. They say, but they both freely agree this is what happened. The posik will tell them, the basin will tell them, it doesn't matter. It's wonderful that you love each other, and maybe you ought to get married to each other, but right now you're single. Nothing happens. It was an emotional expression that it was halachically nil. Why? So that's the idea of Lo ivru sahadi ella l'shaku. In most of halacha, the Gemara says the purpose of eidim is to verify the prior facts. Lo ivru sahadi ella l'shaku. Eidim were created. Halacha gives the concept of eidim for liars. We don't know what happened. Someone's going to lie. One party to a case is going to lie. We need to get to the bottom of the story. So bringing eidim is the ultimate beer. We discussed earlier, eidim types of beruim. Eid Echad is perhaps a degree of beer, and Rove, a strong enough Rove is a beer, a very strong Rove is a very strong beer, but Shnei Eidim is a gold standard of beer. But that's what we call Eidus Lebirur Hadavar. Eidus are Mevara that clarify what happened. But the Eidus Lekiyam Hadavar is what you have by Kiddushin, and we passing by Gittin as well. And if there weren't Eidim watching, then the event didn't occur. I mean, there was an act of nesina, but it had no halachic impact. It's a mere pikadim or matana, but it wasn't a kiddushin or a gerushin. The edim are instrumental. The edim aren't just useful afterwards to know what happened. They're literally instrumental. They're part of what the instrument that makes it happen. The kinyan isn't chal without them. So offhand, it seems like that's a difference between Davar Sheba Erva and non-Davar Sheba Erva. Dini Mamanus. That's what it seems like. A person is Mazik, you're fundamentally Chayv, even if no one's watching. You may not be able to prove it, But if they're both moda, the chiyuv exists with or without alone. The chiyuv exists with or without repay. Exists with or without eidim. So it sounds offhand like it's a chiluk between davar shebe'erva and dinei mamonah. The problem is there are exceptions, perhaps in both directions. Chaim points out that one of the classic davar shebe'erva is eishes eishes zinsa asura labayla sota. This past week's parasha, yesterday's laning, sota asura labayla asura labol. That's mamad, the act of gilar rayos, with ramifications that from this point on, she has to remain with her husband. It may be what the Torah is referring to in the original use of the term ervas davar, which is the source for the term davar shaver, with the gzer shava. And yet, the Gemara in Ksubas Tetes Amnav, the Sugya Tetes HaPasuach, the Gemara has a whole discussion. A husband discovers after marriage, in the time of Yerishona, discovers that she has had Bia previously. She's a Ba'ula, she's now a Basula. The Gemara, the famous Lomdash Sugya, Ksubas Tetes Amnav, Tetes HaPasuach Matzasi, where husband says, I discovered that my wife is a Ba'ula. The question is, well, should we say that she's, they were forbidden to remain together because she's a ishah sister zinsa, or the guy says, "Well, it's only a suffix. It's a sex faker because if it was against her will, if she was raped, then she's not a surah labal. And furthermore, if it was consensual, if it was before erusin, so it was a sin, but it doesn't make her a surah labal unless she was already married." So that's the beginning of a whole lumdash sugi. But what you see is that if we could know for sure that activeness occurs, she would be asur labal despite the fact there are no eidim. So apparently, kiddushin gittin requires sekima davar, but sota does not require sekima davar. We might need eidim labira davar to know that it happened, but if we independently know that it happened, we only need sekima davar. Why? And on the flip side, generally, dini mamonos do not require eidim. Lakiyim Hadavar, just a question of Labir Hadavar. On the other hand, we saw a Tosfos here, first back again, that suggests that perhaps Kinyan Shtar requires Eis Lakiyim Hadavar, even Shtari Mamo, not just Kiddushin or Gittin. Even if I'm giving a Matana B'Shtar. Or Shtar Mecher, and we point out Shtar Mecher sometimes just Levir HaDavar if it was done, if there was a Kinyan Kesef. But if the understanding was that the Kinyan is going to be a Kinyan Shtar, I'll pay you later, so then the Shtar Mecher is a Shtar Kinyan, not just a Raya. And Tos entertains the possibility that you require Eidus Lakiyam HaDavar. If you didn't have Eidim Mesira watching, sounds like, then there was no Kinyan. What do you mean? But dini mamonos. Who needs a zakima davar for a kinyan mamon? If there's going to be a machlokas later, what happened? Even sahadi elashaki is the bira davar. It sounds a toast like a zakima davar. And you also saw a Ravid when the Rambam quotes this idea of Lever Sahaja El Shakri, the Ravid says, oh, Kinyan Yesh Omer and the Kinyan Sudar. Not Khalif and Shavit Beshavit, but the formal act of Sudar, it also requires a zakima davar. So what bira davar? So what we saw is that Reb Chaim develops an idea in the fourth paragraph even b'chalitza, which Reb Chanan in Siman Ayin Vav Kovetzaris expands upon mightily, which is that Eidus Lakiyam HaDavar isn't really tali necessarily in Davar Sheva'erva per se. It's really tali in a broader concept. It's one of many, many nafkaminas in the concept of Das. The idea that Reb Chaim Rabbanan developed, that when you think about broadly all of the chaluyos, all the chaloysim in halacha, where a certain event occurs and as a result there's a halachic change of status for a person or an item, so when there's a chalos in halacha, a status change, so Reb Chaim Rabbanan say, thinking globally about halacha, they fall into two, one way to categorize all chalosim is, are they the result of a human being's decision making, or did it just happen as a result of an event? So, for instance, they say a get, kiddushin, or a neder, nizirus, be makdish an animal, be mafresh truma, or kinyani mamon, buying and selling items. All of those depend on my das. There's someone who's may not be financially ownership. No one owns a person. But someone who's the baal bas over the situation, or maybe multiple people are baal bas over the situation, have the right to decide, are we going to initiate this status change or not? The get, the kiddushin, the hakdasha, the neder, the shavua, the kinyan imamam, mechira, matana, or we said other examples include something as seemingly mundane as will something be a basis l'davar ha'asa? The owner of the item has to want it at the time of Pnisa HaShavas to be a basis l'davar ha'asa. It's to be meniach na'ashokeh. So in all those cases, so that's one type of chalos, from the talion dasa adam das bailim. Suppose the other type of chalos, which is just talion amaisa. A person or kli is in the mikvah, tahar. An animal gets a shechita, kosher. You might need human involvement. Shevila might not need human involvement. The kli falls in the mikvah on its own, it's a tahar. Shechita obviously needs human involvement. It may be called kavra. It may even need kavana. Sivas haget l'shma requires kavana, but not that the sofer is the baal bas to make it l'shma. Kavana means part of the definition of the mice is not only a physical behavioral element, but a certain mental cognitive content. I have certain ideas in mind, certain intentions when I do the mice. But l'shma is merely a kavana, not das. L'may nafkin means they gave a host of nafkin means. Something totally in das, you can make it tonight. Some of the Talian Das, you can just determine that the Chalos Shel Michal La'achar Zman. I can say, we're doing the Kiddi now, but it's Michal La'achar Zman. Saying that fellow says now he wants to be a Nazir as of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. But I can't shecht an animal that's only be kosher tomorrow. I can't go to Mikvah, it's only be tar next week. That doesn't work. So la'achar zman and tanai, those were the last paragraph of getting shiur. The notion that I could make a kiddushin partially, a kinyan partially, which we'll come back to soon in this context of shibud. We spoke about ain adam osur davar she'ino shalom. Putting milk into cholent makes a trait. That's not a question of my das violin, it's a mitzias. It's a kain basa b'chala. So it doesn't matter who did it. You had no right to pour milk on my chalent. That's true, but the chalent is still a trait. You had no right to tovel my kli. That might be true, but the kli is still a tahar. Hashe'enu kein, you have no right to make my item a basis. That's true. You have no right to make my animal, my vase. You have no right to make my lumber into avodah zarah. That's true. But those are totally in das bayit. And one of the most significant afkaminas is Eidus Lekiyum Hazeh. Because Rav Chaim explains, and Rav Chaim does as well, is that Eidus Lekiyum Hazeh, what's the purpose of Eidus Lekiyum Hazeh? And the Gemara says, normally, lo evru sahati lo shakri, the natural concept of Eidus is bira davar, it's the highest bira. Rov is a bira, Echad maybe is a bira, Shneidim is the greatest bira. Beautiful. So that's the natural purpose, objective Aegis. So why is there ever Aegis Lekim Adav? The natural Muskel Rishon is that you do not need Aegis Lekim Adav. The natural Muskel Rishon is a tree falls in the forest and no one hears it, it's still made noise. So why is it all of a sudden, but if a ring was given in the forest, she's not, no one saw it, she's not married. Why? That's the exception. So why do you ever need Aegis Lekim Adav? Says Reb Chaim, because Eisakim Adavar is necessary for the Das. And what does that mean? So Chaim says, look, again the Kiddushin, you need Das. So without Eisakim Adavar, you don't have Das. But Sota Shur Levaila, that's a Mitzias. Right? A woman can't say, I'm being Mizana Almanas, I don't become Asur with my husband. Not. No one. The Baal, the Nevelas, the husband, no one can make that tonight. No one can say, I'm going to be Mazana, but I shouldn't be us to my husband next week. It doesn't work. It's not telling Das, it's a Metzias. A Metzias of Smith. creates the Isser Labayla. So Memela, you don't need Eidus Lakiyum either. Okay, but still, Nikar's Elmer Darsheni. Number one, what does it mean that Eidus Lakiyum is Dabra for Das? And it doesn't seem to be true. You don't need Eidus Lakiyum is Dabra for Neder, you don't need Eidus Lakiyum is Dabra for Kinyan Mamun. So Hashem Shekos the Rav, I think, said it B'Shem Reb Chaim, it's not in the Sefer, that not only is there a difference between Das and Non-Das, but within Das there are three or four levels. The lowest level is Das Hafla'a, Neder, Shavua, Hakdasha, and so forth. And then there's Das Kinyanim, and then above regular Das Kinyanim, Kinyanim Mamon, is Das Mekidush. Nafkaminus. So Das Hafla'a lends itself to Hatara. Hataras Chacham, Nitin L'Sheila, Hashainu Kein Kinyanim, and Das Hafla, you don't have to be a Gadol, it's enough to be what's it called? To be Mufla HaSamachulish. A year before Bar Bas Mitzvah, if they vote Kenosa, you check, you see that they understand, the Neder is Chal. That doesn't work by a Kinyan. By a Gadol Malgabim, it's another one of Nafkimin. It's Gadol, the Chal, it's basically Gadol Malgabim, another Nafkimin is between Das and Non Das. So those are not, again, now we're within the world of, they have chalos that require das at all, they have chalos that require das hafla'a, and then above that is das kinyanin, kinyanin mamon, where you need mamish gadol, it's not enough to be mufla samachlish, and there's no, such a sturdy, robust das that there's no possibility of hatara. You can't go to a chacham and say, I would have known hataras hakinyan, it doesn't work. And then above that is getting the kiddush. In what way, what an Afghan means is that distinguish getting the kiddush for kinyanei mamon? So there might be two. One possibly is Amira, that we mentioned, Brisker Rav has, and by Michael Hechtz is the Chasin Torah. The one piece in Brisker Rav Sefer for Hilchos Ishus is that the machlekes, triple machlekes, Rashi Taisus, whether by a regular kinyanei mamon, you have to explain. You have to articulate what you're doing to make sure that everyone understands what's happening. But if it's understood to both parties that we're making a kinyan, there's no formal need to verbalize it. By kiddushin, you do need amira per se. Even if it's understood, it might not be enough. You have to say, all right, the das has to be articulated. That's part of what gives a higher level of das to give the kiddushin that you're articulating. Another nafkamina, the higher level of das being kedushin, is Esa Kima Dover. But Esa, it's true. Regular das, you can have at Esa Kima Dover. But if you know that your decision is being witnessed, you take that decision that much more seriously. To express das in front of Eden, that makes it more serious. That and perhaps the Amira ramp it up to the higher level of das that's necessary to create the kedushin. If you have a regular level of das, it's enough for kinyanei mamon, sorry for our flaw, but it's not enough to create the kedushin. This is high stakes decisions. So you need more than average das. You need a das that was turbocharged by a mira perhaps, and by eidus lakiyum hadavar, the solemnizing effect of eidim. One of the Trevor mentioned there's a term in psychology for this. The Emerson effect, the Eisenhower effect, the fact that when you're being watched, there's a term of art for it. This is an example of a different psychological effect, which is that when you cram, the information is forgotten soon after. So you cram different APs.
May 2nd.
Exactly. Yeah. So now everything falls into place. We understand, and with one added piece, one appendix. Now we understand why you need Esa Kima Davar by Davar Sheba Erva, but specifically given the Kiddushin, because that's Davar Sheba Erva requires Das, as opposed to Sota, which is certainly Davar Sheba Erva. If you need Esa Bira Davar, will need two Aden, but it doesn't need Esa Kima Davar because it doesn't have Das at all. And then also, many chalos in the world of dinim amenas require das, kinyanim require das, but they don't require the higher level of das in the kedusha. The regular das, you don't need eidus lakiyum hadavar. And now we finally understand why it is that there are one or two exceptions to that part of the story as well. That side of the coin. Generally, Dina Mamas Dama Perisikyan Davar, but Tosas thinks Kinyan Shtar does, and the Ravid thinks that Kinyan Sudar does. Why? Because those two are both Kinyanim that hinge on Das. Usually there's the interplay, there's the Maisa Kinyan that expresses, that symbolizes the Achnas Roshah, symbolizes the Nubailos, proves what's happening, and there's Daskin. So in that context, in a normal Kinyan, where the weight is shared, the weight of creating the Kinyan is shared to the Maisa Kinyan and Das Kinyan, all you need is a regular level of Das, so you don't need Ezekim Adav. However, Kinyan Sudar, as the Rambam writes, Rambam himself writes, Kinyan Sudar is all about expressing Das. That's why, remember, the Rambam says, even though Me'ikar Adin, there's no need for Kinyan Sudar by Minyan Shlichus, and it doesn't even do anything, but it's an ancient minig. It says the reason for the minig is, because after all, the point of Kinyan Sudar is to verify your Das. Even though you don't need to verify your Das by Minyan Shlichus, but that's what it's doing. Oh, so if what Kinyan Sudar does where it's necessary is to verify Das, it's totally Kinyan Das. There is no content, semantic content to the Maisa King. It's just a way of symbolizing. Instead of just saying, I give you a handkerchief also. You give me a handkerchief also. It's all just a Kinyan of Das. And then the Ravid says, you need more Das than a regular Kinyan. Because everything is riding on the Das. There's no substance to the Maisa King. It's all just the Das. So maybe you need a higher level of Das with Maisa King. And you come back to Tosfos. Tosfos said that Kinyan Shtar requires Eda Sakim Adavar, but with an added twist, Tosas only says it if you hold Eda Mesira Karsi. Even though he had previously said a moment earlier, he was talking about Eda Chsima and Eda Mesira. Eda Chsima Karsi and Mesira Karsi. But now all of a sudden he says, by get, he said, even both Rulazar and Rameir would agree you need Eda Sakim Adavar, live Eda, not just the Chsimas. And then he says, "Who adenami by a shtari mamon?" According to Rav Elazar, Eda Mesira Karsi. Why do you all of a sudden move away from Meir? So it could be it's gold, because geshmak. Because you remember the Rav's mahalach and Eda Chsimba Karsi Mesira Karsi was fundamentally it's a machlokes over what is the nature of a ma'isa kinyan shtar. Is kinyan shtar the same as is shtar kinyan the same as shtar raya? And the kinyan is I'm giving you a raya. That's Rameir Eda Chsimba Karsi. The Kinyan Shtar is Haspasas Raya Biad HaAcher. So that's why it has to serve as a Shtar Raya. And that's why it's a meaningful act of Kinyan. It's not Hachnas or Shutz, it's not a Hachzaka, but it's giving you proof to the facts. So that's a meaningful Maisa Kinyan. And then there's also a regular Das Kinyan. But Lefi Rav Elazar Eda Mesira Karsi, it doesn't have to be a Raya, it doesn't have to be signed. So it doesn't have to be exhaustion enough for his diet, it doesn't have to be mukhamitoko. What is it? It's not right to anything. Just write a piece of paper, sadi mechurlach, and I give it to you. So what does that prove? Nothing. So what just happened? What happened is, instead of just saying my dvarim, I gave it to you. In a mechanik bidvarim, beginning of Sefer Kinyan, mechira aleph aleph, just I say my das kinyan is not enough. According to Blazov, if I write my das kinyan, it's in writing, it's more significant. It's a more significant expression of das. It's all it is. Dav going to Blazov. The shtar is not a riot to anything. It's just an expression of das, but in writing instead of in words, instead of verbal. Also, it's also the king of das. The same way the Ravid says it by King of Sudar, Tosfos says it by King of Shtar. Das, according to Belazar. If there is no substantial Maisa Kinyan, so then the Das Kinyan is carrying the whole weight of making the Kinyan Bichal, being a higher level of Das. You usually do by Dina Mamas, which requires Eidus Le Kiyim Adavar, even though it's Dina Mamas. So again, it's not fundamentally a question of Darish Be'er versus Dina Mamas, it's fundamentally a question of do you need regular Das or Super Das? You usually only need Super Das by Dina Kiddushin. But it could be the Kinyan Sudar, Kinyan Shtar, Lefi, Rav Elazar require a higher than normal level of Das as well. We have just a couple of minutes. Let's touch on another Shasugi that we discussed, and that is the world of Shibud Nechasim. The Gemara in the first parak had quoted the Mishnah Pevav, which was the source of Mishnayos, the main source of Mishnayos for Shitas Rabbi Elazar, that ate the Masira Karasi. The Mishnah had thrown a line, V'gov v'minachasim v'shubad. The Tosis starts getting worked up. We're talking about get. All of a sudden now we're talking about Sharchov. What's going on? So that you remember Tosis that whole discussion talking about the Shiva Nechasim on the Ksuba, that the get is going to drive her, the get will enable the woman to collect Ksuba, or is this a reference to Eidei Mesira Karasi by Shtari Mammon? Eidei Mesira Karasi by get, Eidei Mesira Karasi by Shtari Mammon as well. The same consistent definition of Kiyin Shtar in both contexts. This got us, and one issue Tosis raises is, well, if we mean normal Shtar Chov, so it's true that the Mishnayos tell us at the end of the very end of Bava Basra, you remember that Milva Bishtar you have Shiv Nechasim, Milva Balpez only Nechasim B'nei Chorim, meaning that Milva Bishtar I can only collect the assets that the Lova still owns. If I have a Shtar, if the Lova doesn't have enough assets to satisfy a loan, I can go back to the Karka that he used to own but has sold since the loan was made. Because there's a lien on those karkos as well. Halacha Maisa only have that if you have a shtar chov. So what emerges from Tosfos, a few things. Number one, it could be that the shtar itself is the shtar kinyan, that linked back to this discussion. A core issue was though to understand what exactly is the shuvah nechasim at all. A shtar kinyan on what? So we developed a fundamental idea that Rabbeinu Tam has in several places, including here in Gittin, Ron Kotsi here in Gittin, as well as in Tzuvis, that Rabbeinu Tam understands that the way that he says there are two different shibudim. Shnei shibudim is a person owes money, number one, I personally owe the money. Shibud agof, I have not my body, literally, but on my person. I am personally obligated to you, which means whatever assets I own, you're going to take. And if I earn money in the future, you can garner some of my wages to pay my debt. Plus, shibud nechasim. What's shibud nechasim? So Rav Antam seems to develop the idea, so Rashi also, that shibud nechasim means that the malva already took partial ownership in the karka at the time of the loan. And that's why he has the right. It seems counterintuitive. I understand. A year ago, I sold my land to Aaron, and now, when my loan comes due, Yisrael David comes to me. I don't have enough money to pay, so he goes and takes the land away from Aaron. What did Aaron do? Aaron was here first. Aaron bought the land a year ago. The answer is no. But 5 years ago, when I borrowed money from Yisrael David, he already took a partial kingdom in my land. Well, I mean a partial kingdom. So for this, we developed the idea of decalopeiroso, which is an example of partial kinyan. But that was in turn based on another big yisod of ein adam makin davar shel ba'ol. We saw, of course, there are several cases where if a davar shel nitan l'kinyan, here's an item that's too intangible to be nitpas in kinyan. So one of them, machol satanam on the details, is the davar shel lo ba'ol. The item isn't yet here. According to Meir, I don't even know if it's going to come. And then even Meir agrees that it's not nitan l'kinyan. So what I do, Lomais, if I want to sell next year's crop. So the solution is, well, you can't sell next year's cherries according to the Chacham because they're not needed to be close to Kenyan. But the tree is here. So I'll sell the tree. But you don't want to own the whole tree. You just want to own next year's crop. No problem. Say, Udeko, live Peirosa. Say, the tree, own Lagabe, the Peiros. How does that work? It says, Shutfus could be quantitative. You own 50%, I own 50%, you own 10%, I own 9%. Or it could be a qualitative split. You own certain, you're going to own, you have certain aspects of Bilus, I'm going to have certain aspects of Bilus. Aroy Ashbach is one of the aspects of Bilus. If I have an item and it appreciates, it grows, automatically I own the appreciation of the growth that I need for a new Kenyan. That's an aspect of being an owner. I sold you that aspect, or a piece of that aspect. So now you own the tree, Lagave, the fact that you're going to thereby own the cherries will grow next year. That piece of Aroy Ashbach. So I sold you the tree. A quantitatively partial stake in the tree. So that was a davar shabalil. So a denami over here, the idea of partial ownership is all qualitatively partial ownership. So also that's pshat in shibud. Shibud nechasim, what do you mean a kinyan? It's only a kinyan legabe gevia. You own it with respect to, now normally the way we hammered it out, is part of ownership is I have the right and the need to sometimes, to, I can use my property to satisfy my debts. So when you create Shiv Nechasim, you take a loan of the shtar, that's giving him, you're giving him your right to use of this property with respect to debt satisfaction. So he already owns the legabe debt from the time of the halva. 3 years later, he sells the karka to someone else. He sold it, but not with respect to satisfaction of the debt. So it may never be relevant. Hopefully, the loan will be liquid and solvent. He'll be able to pay from assets that he owns. But in case he doesn't, so then it'll turn out, yeah, Aaron, the lokeach, bought it 3 years ago, but Yisrael David, the malva, he bought with respect to this years before, Deka Leperosov, and that's how a Shibud Nechasim works, the fear of Rabbi Natan of the Rosh.
Shkoya Chavra. That explains
the relevance of Shibud Nechasim to Eidim Asir Karsi. And the context of that Mishnah is Eidim Asir Karsi, which is, as we said before, the nature, it's a machlokes over how Kinyan Shtar works. What does Kinyan Shtar have to do with Shtar Chov? Shtar Chov is a Shtar Raya. So, a part of the answer is if you assume that the Shtar Chov serves as the Shtar Kinyan to create the Chov, whether Minatar Mijabanan, not to create the Chov, but to create the Shibun Chasin. So then everything then fits. The question, well, I mean, the shtar kin to create Shibun Chasim, that's presuming that the Shibun Chasim is a kinyan. If as we understand now, it's the ritva and the nesivas, that Shibun Chasim, unlike Shibun Aguf, Shibun Chasim is a kinyan l'chatzoyen, so then I understand, that's a good question. It's a kinyan l'chatzoyen. What kinyan creates it? I have to define what's a davar niknah, but what kinyan drives it? Either it's the matan mos, it's kinyan kesed, or it's the shtar. And that came up also agav, and are the last sugi we saw in the first paragraph of Gittin. In the sugi ma'am shlosh, and we saw how the Rishon deal with ma'am shlosh, and also the Rosh brought it back to this. What's the kinyan that's driving it? The Rosh brought back to the difference between the nature of shibud aguf and shibud hasel. Shibud Chasim is nitan lakinyan. Shibud Aguf is not nitan lakinyan. But the Rosh says, maybe it's not nitan lakinyan, maybe it's a special takan drabana, and then not a maisa kinyan. It's not a maisa kinyan at all. So in the presence of the lova, we can change the status of the lova. Lova is gufo and meshubad to Ruvain. In the presence of a lova with chazar masakin, until some time, I could change his status from being meshubad to Ruvain into meshubad to Shimon.